Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is from a town that is a coastal town on the bayou. A lot of famous people have come from this school. We're going to talk about how it became the name it is now, South Lafourche, the Tarpons. And we're going to talk about the history of South Lafourche. We're going to talk about the players coming up, the recruits that came out of there over the years, the players that have played in the NFL from the school, a lot of history. And we've got their head coach on today, Coach Brian B.J. Young. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. My pleasure to be here. I'm glad you're able to get me on.
Brian, I remember when you were at Hahnville, you were in our magazine. You were a quarterback. And, man, you were like the top, one of the top quarterbacks in the state. You know, tall, had a cannon arm. Time has flown, Brian. I'm getting old, man. And then you signed with Southeastern. And then we did an article on you when you were at Southeastern with Louisiana Football Magazine. You did a good job at Southeastern. And now you're a high school coach. And I look back and I go, man, I'm getting so old. This guy, it's like yesterday that you were in high school, that we promoted you.
Right.
What's it feel like being a high school coach? Did you ever think, hey, when I'm playing high school ball at Hahnville as a quarterback, I'm going to be a high school coach one day?
Yeah, man. It's kind of surreal, you know. Kind of like living out a dream, you know. When I was in high school, I was, you know, two career paths. I either wanted to be an FBI agent or I wanted to be a football coach. So, you know, fortunate to get to do one of the two things that I wanted to do growing up. But, yeah, man, fortunate to, you know, play at Hahnville High School under Coach Bowden and had a lot of great guys over there. And when you're throwing it to guys like LaRon Berg and Ivory Washington, and you get to hand the ball off to, you know, guys like Alfred Blue and Josh Todd, you know, it makes it look good. So, just fortunate to get to play around those guys and be in that program. You know, if you ask somebody in Louisiana about football, you know, Hahnville is definitely one of the premier programs in the state, from facilities, you know, to wins and losses, to state championship appearances and all, you know, all of those accolades that come with it. So just fortunate to be a part of that, and, you know, fortunate to get a scholarship to play quarterback at Southeastern. I told the guys the other day, they wanted to know what I paid to go to school. You know, I told them $20 a year for a parking pass. So, you know, and be around some great guys. You know, Tommy Condell was the offensive coordinator there. He's in the CFL. He's a coordinator in the CFL now. And Arta Seltzer was there. His daddy coached for the Colts, and he played quarterback at Hofstra, and then Coach Rudolph now. ULM, he's been with in the Canadian Football League with Coach Condell. And then now he's offensive line coach at the University of Ohio. Coach Ron Roberts, who's the defense coordinator at Baylor right now for Dave Aranda. So, yeah, man, just Greg Stevens was there. He was coordinator at Utah State and Delta State before he came to us. So just getting to learn from a lot of good minds and, you know, pull certain things from this one and that one and kind of make it my own and, you know, mold it to our kids and what works for us. So, yeah, man, very fortunate for the opportunity. You know, Miss Sherman, Coach Kyle gave me to lead the South Lafourche football program.
I want to mention, our guest today is Brian B.J. Young. They call him B.J. Young, out of Hahnville, Louisiana, played at Southeastern quarterback, and now the head coach at South Lafourche, the Tarpons. And, you know, famous people have come out of South Lafourche. A lot of history there. 1971 state champs, 1977 state champs. A coastal town that is compromised, is made up of Cutoff, La Rose, Galliano, Golden Meadow. And back in the day, you know, the towns merged. It used to be a Golden Meadow High School, La Rose High School. They merged to form South Lafourche. And there was a lot of great players come out of there. We're going to talk about some of them later. But, Coach, you know, talk about, speaking of Alfred Blue, before we get into South Lafourche, one of the great running backs at LSU that had to share the ball with three other NFL running backs at LSU. And Alfred Blue never complained. He wasn't drafted. He goes in the NFL, plays 5 years. And what's he doing now? Didn't he go to Jacksonville from Houston?
Man, you know, I'm not really sure. Blue was a freshman when I was a senior. But I never got as close to him as some of the other guys, you know. But, you know, like, I'm sure he's doing great. You know, I know coming up, there was nothing but great things said about him. And then obviously, you know, after I graduated, he kind of led that program for 3 years and, you know, went to LSU, like you said, split carries with two other NFL running backs, you know, and then he goes to Houston and, you know, he's running the ball for Houston on TV in the National Football League. So, you know, that kid, obviously, he's putting in the work and he deserves everything that he's got. And, no, I'm sure Blue is doing real well.
You know, you think of running backs at Hanville. Darius Renaud was a great one at West Virginia. That was a two back-to-back great running back. Darius Renaud and Alfred Blue.
Yeah, Puka Williams.
Puka Williams, man. I mean, those are three of the best to come out of Louisiana in the last 20 years. And Puka will be in the NFL draft. He foregoing his senior year at Kansas. And I think somebody's going to get a steal when they draft Puka in the NFL. He's Warrick Dunn part two, I think, Brian.
Oh, man, let me tell you. When it was in the dome, I was coaching at EA, and I told all them guys, we got to go watch him. And they're like, he's that good, huh? I said, man, I just seen him on YouTube and watching on the internet because, you know, we were busy on Friday nights too. But I said, this dude's the real deal. You know, I the stuff he was doing, we got bumped out the playoffs, and I went watching him play Covington. And, I mean, the stuff he was doing, I've never seen that before. I mean, he just explosive, man. Yeah, I think you're right, Lee. I think whoever drafts him in the NFL will get a steal.
He can do so much damage, special teams. He can run up the middle. He's only 175, but he plays like he's 290. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Brian B.J. Young, the head football coach at South Lafourche High School. We're going to talk about the Tarpons, some of their players this coming season, some of the guys that graduated in 221. In the history of the school, I know Bob Brune that played for South Lafourche, played for the Redskins once upon a time for the legendary late Coach Allen and played in a Super Bowl for the Redskins, Bob Brune. And I'm going to mention others as we go on. Bobby Hebert, quarterback for the Saints. Ed Orgeron, the head football coach at LSU, was on a state championship team for South Lafourche. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today, proud to say, is B.J. Young, Brian Young, the head football coach at South Lafourche High School. And the Tarpons, they got a great team coming up. Speaking of some of the great names that come out of South Lafourche, Gil Mathurn played at ULM, was an all-conference lineman at Northeast. It's now called ULM D-tackle. Gil Mathurn, Bobby Hebert, Ed Orgeron, Eric Griffin, and Ryan Thomasy were two offensive linemen at LSU. Sammy Mathurn played 14 years in the Canadian Football League as a safety. We can go on and on. Bob Brune was a great running back for 9 or 10 years for the Redskins and played in the Super Bowl as a starting running back. But the tradition at South Lafourche, Coach Young, is very strong. And I like that before we get to the senior class coming up, the 221 class for South Lafourche, you had some guys that you coached your first year. Guys I want to mention, not so much recruits, but one guy, Kendall Walker, signed with Arkansas Monticello. I think Kendall's D1, Coach.
Yeah, man, Kendall was a great player for us. You know, he kind of anchored that offensive line and was a leader, you know, on and off the field. You know, I know when we got shut down for those few weeks, Kendall, you know, he was hurt, man. It hurt him. Because he cared a lot about the guys on the team. He cared a lot about our team. But, man, great player. Good kid to be around on and off the field. Took care of his business in the classroom. Just a real student of the game. And we was fortunate, you know, to have him a part of our program. And I was fortunate to have him on our team from our first year there.
He was on the cover of our magazine. And people said, Lee, why'd you put him on the cover? I'm like, he's one of the best offensive linemen that I saw in 219 play. 6'4", 275, with great feet, high effort. I think he's got a shot to be a next-level guy when he leaves Arkansas Monticello. I thought he was a Division I signing. They got a steal at Arkansas Monticello. There was Nathan Oquan, Sidney Bruce, Jesse Torres, Joseph Pierce, Ethan Hebert, some seniors. What about this small senior group, Coach, that you inherited that was a small group but a very tough group?
Yeah, man, look, you know, all of those names, man, it brings a smile to my face because I was all kids that you know, they bought in from day one, you know, and sometimes you get some new blood in. You could be a little skeptical. You know, you're excited, but you're skeptical, and you want to make sure, you know, as a kid, it's just, you know, you just want to make sure things are going to go right and you're going to enjoy it and you can mesh. And, man, those kids bought in from day one, never asked any questions. You know, whatever we needed as a coaching staff, they did. And, like, you know, just like Kendall, man, real fortunate to have those guys there my first year. Because like it's new for them, it was new for me too, you know? So, having those guys around and being around those guys on a regular basis, you know, it was a lot of fun that first year, you know, and you're talking about kids who went through a lot of adversity, you know, that's what I told mm-hmm. them when they left that, it sucked, you know, and we faced a lot of adversity. We got bit by the COVID bug a lot, but, you know, whatever kills you don't make you stronger. I mean, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, all of those kids are going to be better because of it. And, they definitely know how to face adversity. I know another senior leader that you didn't mention was Braxton Petrie.
Yes.
He was our running back, and, he's going to play at Louisiana College. Man, poor kid. I don't know if I ever seen a kid work as hard as he does. And, you know, 4.0 student. He wants to be a doctor one day, but, you know, got contact traced out of class twice. Mm. So I believe he only played in 3 games his senior year. You know, and that's a kid that deserves every game, you know, for the amount of work he puts in. And he didn't even have to – he played every snap, but he didn't even have to play. He just was, you know, so excited to be around the game and have fun. And he just so happened to be a stud. So – but it's tough for kids like that, you know. My heart goes out to them because, like I said, a kid like Braxton or that senior class, they deserve to play all their games, and it's just unfortunate the way it all played out.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more. Coach, before we take a break, the school was state champions in 1998 in basketball. 1998, Nikki Savoie played basketball at the school and ended up being a tight end, was a quarterback at the school. Nikki Savoie, who played for the Saints, 6'6", 260, actually became a pretty good quarterback in high school and ended up being a tight end at LSU. And all-SEC tight end Nikki Savoie from South Lafourche Tarpons. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has 3 dealerships, which means 3 times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is B.J. Young, Brian Young, the head football coach at South Lafourche High School. Coach, a lot of history there with the school. I know you've gotten to know the school, being that you're from Hahnville, but, you know, back in the day, they had a Golden Meadow High School. They had a LaRose. I'm sure everybody's told you the history. And then the two schools merged to form South Lafourche. Y'all draw from Galliano, from Golden Meadow, from LaRose, Cutoff is where the school's at, and so many great players to come out of there. But what do you think of the history? Before we talk about your upcoming seniors, but what do you think about the history, looking at the walls of all the guys that have come there before you being the coach? I mean, there's a lot of history there.
Man, it's impressive. You know, there's guys that people know, you know, nationwide that came from South Lafourche High School. You know, like you said, just some big ones. You know, they got Coach O from head coach of the LSU Tigers, and Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, who's still on the radio with the Saints and stuff. So that's just some people that sticks out, you know, to anybody in the nation. And it's crazy to know it comes from a small town. But the tradition, man, I told the kids that the tradition never graduates. You know, we got to get back to where they were. And, you know, people used to fear to come down here and play football because they were so tough. And, mm-hmm. Man, we got a lot of tough kids in our program right now, but people are down here are very prideful, and they have a reason to be. You know, there's a lot of tradition, and they won a lot of football games, and you know, we're an 8 school. I mean, it's a good place to be. It's a beautiful campus. You know, on our campus, you get to see something I don't know if you can see anywhere else. You know, there's boats that pass right in front of the school.
That's crazy. You know? So, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, man, so unique. And you know, they embrace it. And like I said, they have a good reason to embrace it because it's a good place to be. And they're very welcoming people, very friendly people. And I have nothing bad to say. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Great stadium, too. Great big stadium. Great lot of open land there. A lot of good for practicing. And great, great place to be. Like I said, great food. The food is the best in the world.
Yeah.
And then Vic King's another player that came out of South Lafourche, a running back, was all conference twice at McNeese State. Vic King was a great one that came out of South Lafourche as a Tarpon. Coach, there's a long line of players that are coming back to be seniors, which is a good thing for you. A lot of seniors coming back, a lot of guys that got experience through, like you said, through a tough year. I want to mention everyone real quick. I know we can't stop at each one. We can go back to talk about them. But I'm going to go ahead and mention every name, and then you can go back around and talk about these kids. But Brody Petrie, a receiver, really fast kid. Cullen LeBlanc, good hands, feet. Connor Collins, another strong O-lineman. Cullen LeBlanc's an O-lineman. Jackson Bourgeois, strong D-lineman. Cyrus Gilbo, good feet, defensive end. Gabriel Blackledge, another good D-tackle, really quick. Elias, I hope I don't butcher this, Coronado, I believe.
Coronado,
D-tackle, could play O-line. Hunter Canley, what a tough kid, linebacker, high-energy kid. Wes Alamon, linebacker, fullback. Devin Doucette, really good player running back for you. Patrick Gisclair, a really good leader at quarterback. And Jackson Oten, what a great tight end, a very athletic tight end. This is a very good group, Coach. And I didn't mention every kid, but here's some of the top guys that they're coming back for this program. A lot to build around.
Yeah, man, look, I'm super excited for those kids coming back. I know when I got there, they a lot of people were talking about that junior class. And, man, they're so competitive. They compete in the weight room. They compete on the field. Man, we got the GPA board. They compete for their GPA, you know, and that's just not – it don't happen everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. But, man, just great kids. You know, Jack Notan was honorable mention all-state tight end. You know, he was a first-team all-district kid. Like you say, big kid, great hands, good feet, runs well, does well in the run game. Brody Pete is kind of our Mr. Everything, you know. His brother was the running back. You know, brother gets contact trades. Brody plays running back, goes to the receiver, goes outside, moves to the slot.
Man.
Yeah, man, just he's our Taysom Hill, I guess. You know, our Swiss Army knife. And, you know, like you said, those two linemen coming back are really good. Bigger kids, just hungry to be great, you know, just like sponges. Whatever you tell them, they try their hardest. And I can say that about all of our kids in our program. You know, what you tell them, they're going to try to their maximum capacity until they can't no more. And I'm fortunate to be around kids like that because, like I say, look, there's a lot of places that have kids like that, and there's some that, you know, you fight that issue a little bit. But, man, we just so fortunate to have those type of kids in our program. And the two linebackers, I think if you told the two linebackers to run into a wall, they'd ask you how many times. Yeah. You know, they just, man, really rough kids. And when you look at them, they pass the eye test. You know, Wes is on the board in every one of our categories. You know, the power clean, bench, squat. You know, just great kids, really rough kids, not scared of contact. You know, if you could draw a picture of two linebackers, that's probably the picture you'd draw.
Yeah. And then you got a quarterback. What is it like to have a quarterback coming back with experience like Patrick Gisclair? He's got experience coming back for you, QB.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's another one. Pat's full of questions, which is a good thing. You know, if we're in the film room, he's asking about this. Or I talk to him about this. He wants to know about, well, what if, you know, the defender shows this look? Will he do this? Can I throw it here? In practice, you know, 100%. So, very smart kid. He does everything we ask him to do. He fought a little adversity last year, and then I think it made him stronger. And no, man, look, we very fortunate to have Pat, you know, pulling the trigger for us and making some calls in the huddle. And look, we put a lot on him, you know, in our passing game and the reads, and he handles it well. We got reads in the run game. You know, if you're reading the RPO, if he's doing this, you're doing that. If they're in this kind of coverage, he can break the route this way. If they roll it this way, he's going to break it off. And, man, he handles all of that in stride. And so, yeah, man, we're very fortunate to get a guy back. And I think anytime you get a quarterback back that's got experience, you're in pretty good shape.
Coach, I want to mention this. What I like about this class, too, is there's a lot of linemen coming back. And it's always good to have these guys in the trenches when you're playing 4A ball or 3A ball or 5A ball. But having LeBlanc back, Collins, Bourgeois, Gilbo, Blackledge, and Elias, I mean, what a foundation of leaders. These guys are,
absolutely,
you know, all athletic linemen, too.
Yeah, look, if you're not winning in the trenches, it doesn't matter what scheme you're running or what your skill players look like. If you can't win in the trenches, you'll be in for a long night. And that's a good core group that we have coming back. Bigger kids, you know, they're bigger kids. They had a kid in the weight room the other day. He's not even a football player. And I asked him, I said, big old boy. I said, you know, you play football? Well, I'm thinking about it, coach. But I trawl with my dad a lot. I said, well, that's it. You on the team. Big old strong hands pull up the crab nets and shrimp nets. I need you, you know.
What's going to happen? Is he going to come out?
Yeah, he said he's coming out. He's
all right.
He said he's worried about his grades, but I promised him that his grades won't slip. It's only going to make him better. So, you know, being in the halls and got kids that's, you know, that's excited about it and people are having fun and they coming out, you know. So that's good, man. All hands on deck. But it does help. Like you say, we got some good trenches coming back. So that definitely makes you sleep a little better at night.
Well, I want to tell you this. When you meet somebody that graduated from South Lafourche, I don't care if it's the 40s, the 50s, or the 90s, they love the Tarpons. They still keep up with their school. I've got a friend, Gilma Thurn, who owns a big company in Baton Rouge, GM Cable Contractors. And, you know, he played in the 70s. And he was an All-American D-tackle at Northeast. And, Coach, he loves his Tarpons, man. Every time I see him, well, how is South Lafourche doing, you know? And just keeps up with them. Everybody, this is a tight-knit group of people from, as they say, down the bayou. And I've been there a few times, and I'm going to tell you, again, the food's the best in the – I know Lafayette's got good food, but it's up there with Lafayette. I think the Houma area and, you know, around Cutoff and, like I said, La Rose and Galliano, Golden Meadow, you know, Lockport when you go further down the Central. I know that's the rival, Coach, Central Lafourche. As they call it, Central in the South Lafourche area. But, Coach, talk about, I heard through the grapevine that you have maybe as many as 40 kids that might come out, new players. That's got me excited for high school football for your program. I've had a lot of parents tell me that you have been so passionate talking to people. That is that true? You have 30 to 40 new players that are going to be a part of the team.
Yeah, you know, just real quick, though, just to hit on that community, man, you can't ask for a better support group from this community. You know, they bleed blue, and there's no doubt about it. So that's great to be a part of. And, yeah, man, got a good bit of kids coming out. You know, there's you can kind of feel like a little buzz in the air, some excitement. And, you know, at a high school, man, you dealt the hand you dealt. So
yeah.
If the more kids you can get to play – and like I told the coaches the other day, we were talking, it's not even about, you know, is he good? You know, it's just you're building young men, you know. So if they can be a part of something and learn some structure and discipline and, you know, be a part of a team, man, that's stuff you carry throughout your whole life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want good players and stuff like that. But that comes, you know. I want kids to be a part of it because I honestly believe it'll help them, you know, as they go forward throughout their life.
Just like when I talked to you the other day, last year, I said, Coach, you remember me? He said, yeah, I remember you. You did a story on me. I said, oh, man, I appreciate you remembering me, you know.
I remember that. Yeah, man, I remember getting the email. I was a freshman at Southeastern, and it was a big old questionnaire, and I just fit to answer all the questions between classes and practice. And, but, man, it's good, man. You know, I appreciate what you do for the kids in this state. And, you know, if you believe it or not, it goes a long way. You know, every time they can get recognized or they got to do an interview or they answer a questionnaire, you know, or they get recognized, man, you can see the smile on their face. You know, they start blushing. It's stuff like this, you know, on TV. So, man, you know, I know a lot, not just me, a lot of people in this state, you know, appreciate what you do for these kids.
Coach, we're going to come back with one more segment, and I want you to think of something. Tell me who you picked in the Final Four, truly who you picked when we come back. And did you watch Baylor Gonzaga the other day? I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And how you think Coach Selfo's doing at Southeastern, and what do you think of Ed Orgeron at LSU? We'll be right back. We're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Brian B.J. Young, the head football coach at South Lafourche High School, the Tarpons. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is B.J. Young, Brian Young, the quarterback. I want to say quarterback. He was a quarterback when we covered him at Hanville. It was a pretty good one. And then Southeastern, and now the head coach at South Lafourche High School. Coach, did you have a chance to watch the Final Four, and did you watch the championship game against Gonzaga Baylor?
I did. I watched the Final Four, and then I watched the championship game. I didn't even fill out a bracket. We were going to do it as a staff, and it kind of just got away from us. But I did. I sure did watch the game.
I lost my bracket to a Southeastern student, who's my editor's brother. And so
there you go.
My editor goes to Southeastern, Jace Lejeune, and While we're talking to Southeastern, what do you think of 1AA football during the spring? Kind of crazy, huh? And what do you think how's Selfo's doing?
Man, I'm telling you, it's fun to watch, you know, being an offensive guy, man. There's some points being scored. And, look, I think it's competitive across the board. There's no gimme weeks. And, you know, there's no week where you say, oh, we got this one. You know, they down.
Right.
I think every team is, man, super competitive. And I think it's anybody's game on any given Saturday. And, man, I love what I see from Coach Selfo. I went over there maybe a year and a half ago, and I met him, and I sat down with Coach Stevens, talked some ball, and, man, he seemed like a great guy. And, yeah, man, I think the program's in great hands with Coach.
You know what's crazy is that they have the quarterback right now, Cole Kelly, that transferred from Arkansas, played at Terlings Catholic. Cole's 6'7". He lost a lot of weight. He's about 240 now. He was about 265. But, man, he's got some zip, Brian, on the ball. He's got some pro talent. He's in the best shape I've ever seen him. And, you know, they beat a good Northwestern State team that really had as much talent as Southeastern. And I think they got a chance to beat McNeese coming up. I really do. I know McNeese had a big win over Nicholls State. You know, on paper, Nicholls State probably has more talent than anybody, but they're just trying to put it together. Like I said, it's just a crazy year to try and play a season.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. You know, you're fighting other stuff. Not just X's and O's, and it's kind of out the ordinary. Not used to playing right now. You're in spring ball. And but no, man, that Cole Kelly, he's special. He can spin it. You know, if you blink, you'll miss it because he'll throw a 15-yard or 20-yard out route to the field, and it'll get there in a hurry.
Yeah. What do you think of the district, Coach Young, with South Lafourche? What do you think of the teams that you're playing now? And I mean, it's tough, man. There's some good teams in that district.
Yeah, man. Look, I think it's like the Southland. You know, it's competitive every week. There's no gimme games. Everybody's coached up and disciplined, and everybody got great players. And I think it's a fun district to be in. I feel like, you know, now we had the COVID and stuff, but I feel like fans show up to games. You know, there's every game's competitive. Not rival games, but every game kind of got some rivalry type feel to it, you know, and then that's special. And like I say, I feel like every Friday night is a good environment for our kids and the players in a district to play in, which is, you know, and not every district has that privilege. And, you know, like I said, we're lucky to be in a district where it's super competitive and people care about football.
Coach Young, did you make decision yet for spring about spring game against, like, within your team, or are you trying to schedule another team?
Yeah, we thought May 3rd, and then that Saturday we'll have an inter-squad scrimmage.
Okay.
And then the next Saturday, I believe maybe the 15th, is we're going to spring game against Hornville at Hornville.
Whoa, you talking about your alma mater? You going against Hornville?
Yeah, man, it's my guy over there. Daniel Lequette's my guy.
Oh, Daniel's a great guy.
Yeah, man, we linked up. And,
wait a minute. You were at Woodlawn with him, or you were an assistant at Woodlawn with Daniel. Yeah.
That's right. Yep, Daniel brought me over on his staff when his first year at Woodlawn. That's correct.
And he's a Destrehan guy, right? He's from Destrehan.
Yeah, man, he's a Destrehan guy. I feel bad for him.
he's got a rival within a rival coaching at Hornville, but what a great place. I mean, I really believe South Lafourche has the energy once it starts to be like a Hornville, because it reminds me of the same type of area, of the same type of people that are just really into football.
Yeah, man, two tight-knit communities. You know, Hornville gets behind their guys, and there's tailgating, and I mean, you show up to Hornville on a Friday night, that it's gonna be flat full, you know. And the same thing about South Lafourche. You know, these people bleed blue, and the tight knit community. Yeah, you're right, Leah. It reminds me a lot about Hornville. There's a lot of similarities.
I've got to ask you this before we go. As a coach, as a young coach in your early 30s, and by the way, I saw that you have two young boys. Man, God bless you. You got a young family and great. You stay busy. You probably stay really busy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you got your experience at East Ascension as an offensive coordinator. Great job over there. And then Woodlawn, you were at Woodlawn for a while. You learned at Southeastern when you were a quarterback. What's your philosophy with high school football? Because, you know, when you were playing high school ball, we were just starting to see the spread at Hornville. And now you got five wide, you got four wide, you got the power eye, you got the single back. What are you looking at your personnel, or are you looking to try and put in a system long-term, or would you like to go to a certain system eventually?
Yeah, we spread, you know, offensively spread, defensively. Coach Will Bruce does a great job, and he mixes it up a lot. Got a lot of pressures, different blitzes, different games to play with you up front. So he does a great job with our defense. offensively, man, we spread. You know, now with that being said, like you say, based on the personnel that we get in a year in and year out basis, maybe a little bit more 11 personnel, maybe a little more run oriented. Got some guys who can make some plays, some more quick game, maybe some screens to the outside. And so it's a system we have, but if it makes any sense, it's molded kind of to the personnel that we'll have on a year in and year out basis. I guess based on what we'll be doing out of the set.
Yeah, it's always multiple anyway, right, Coach? I mean, you're going to have a power eye on the goal line. You're not going to be spread on goal line.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got the ability to go in the center and, you know, give a fullback dive or sneak the ball with the quarterback, or if we're taking a knee, we'll go under. So, yeah, I mean, based on your scenarios, and look, I feel like you got to have that in, because the second you don't, a situation is going to pop up and you're not going to have it and you wish you did.
Coach, one final thing. Ed Orgeron, who played at South Lafourche, have you had a chance to – I mean, no college coaches can't go to high schools right now because of COVID, which I hope is lifted soon. I know it's June maybe, but I hope they lift it in May somehow. But have you had a chance to talk to Coach Ed over the phone since you've been over there?
I have, man. He called me the day before we played South Terrebonne and to congratulate me and, you know, wish me the best of luck. And he actually told the story about him playing the year they won a state championship. South Terrebonne actually beat him. And he was just saying, man, it's a scrappy bunch, you know. And but you take it to him. And so, yeah, man, Coach O, you know, and look, that's you talk about busy now. that dude got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and he still found time to, you know, take a second and call me and just wish me the best. And so that it means a lot, you know.
Well, hopefully once this COVID's lifted and people can go to schools, colleges can come to schools, hopefully it's in May. I know they said June. You can get to see Ed Orgeron and all these other colleges like Rebo from Nichols State and, you know, the coach is your coach. Not your coach, but your old high school, your old college, Southeastern coach who come by, Frank Selfo, can get a chance to come by as well, all the colleges statewide. Brian, you're doing a good job, man, and I love your swagger right now. You bring a lot of energy. I think they did a great job hiring you at South Lafourche. I think you're putting in everything you have, and I can only see good things this coming year. You got some great kids, and I wish you the best of luck, man. And obviously, I'm a big fan because I watched you when you were in high school at Hanville.
Well, look, man, like I said, man, I appreciate you reaching out to me and doing the podcast and putting our guys on the map and putting our school on the map, man. I really do appreciate it.
Don't hang up. Coach Young, well, I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We have a story on Dakotas Crawford, one of the greatest names ever from Green Oaks in Shreveport. He's committed to LSU. He's a receiver, a phenomenal player. He's up there with Mo Claiborne in talent. Might have more talent than Mo Claiborne. Morris Claiborne, remember, won the Thorpe Award at LSU as a DB. But Dakotas Crawford, Jace Lejeune interviews him, and also Trevante Citizen, one of the top running backs in the country from Lake Charles College Prep. We did an article on him, and we're doing one on Moss, the running back from Estruma. Coach, get this. There are 12 Division I running backs so far in Louisiana for the class of 222. 12 D1 running backs.
Man, that's crazy, huh? A lot of talent.
A lot of talent in this state. Always going to be talent. Never believe it when you say there's no talent in Louisiana. There's just more talent some years. But we're going to head.
Right.
See everybody on. We hope everybody enjoyed the show. We'll see everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.